Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Sticky Shoelaces, RJ, Sarah Randlett, Erica Smeek, Mewpod, Richard Dixon, Sarah Hickey, Jess M, Joseph Fink, Jane Data Ghosts. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to the holiday special of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today I have
Helen Gould,
Bryn Monroe,
Ben Meredith.
Unfortunately, Lydia can't be with us here today. Presumably she's off helping a guy in a big red suit and other denominational deities. Is Santa a deity? I don't know.
He's a saint.
Is he a saint? He is, yes.
St. Nicholas.
Oh, yeah. And they, Santa is from like the Spanish-y sounding languages, maybe.
Oh, there we go then. So, ish...
He punched a pope in the face, I think.
Really?
Okay.
I'm abandoning the start of this episode. Do share.
I think, and this is like, I've got very rough history, but basically, I think they had like one of the councils, like the Council of Nicaea, and St. Nicholas was there, and they were having an argument over like the Arian heresy, which isn't Nazi Arian. It's like...
Yeah.
I think a guy called Ariel or something. They got into a fist fight over theology and he punched him right in the face, and then I think the person he punched went on to become Pope. So Santa Claus punched to deliver presents for eternity
for punching the Pope. I've decided that's canon.
Okay. We've all been there.
Alex, the Catholic Church aren't actually magic. I hate to break it to
you. I'm fairly certain that's where paladins came from, Ben. Right. Anyway, today we are going to be playing, you know, just to shake things up for our third party things, a game by Grant Howitt. Hold the phone.
Grant Howitt.
We've never really mentioned him before.
He's a game designer. I think we had him on as a guest, possibly. They all blend together. Grant. And
all the different Grants.
All the different Grants that we've had. But we are going to be doing Honey Heist. Honey Heist is a game which is...
Didn't Critical Role
I was
going
to say, you know, that one from that podcast that's much more popular.
Oh, there you go.
Much more successful.
With the voice actors.
It's HoneyCon 2018. You are going to undertake the greatest heist the world has ever seen. Two things. One, you have a complex plan that requires precise timing. Two, you are a goddamn bear. So I'm going to go round and we're going to be rolling for characters and no pre-genning here. Who would like to go first?
If I don't get to play a polar bear, I'm going to cry.
I'll go first.
Who goes first?
So I can steal polar bear out from under Bryn.
Go for it.
Right. My descriptor is I am washed up.
Oh.
I am a washed up. Oh, I missed. I'm a washed up panda. My role is I am the face, so I'm a washed up panda face. And are we rolling for hats?
Of course you're rolling for hats. What do you think we are,
Give
Philistines?
Give me a D8, because this is apparently an aberration to the system. Ooh. Wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a washed up panda face wearing a cowboy hat. I would like to think that I am also have a cigar because of that guy from the A-Team.
1,000 character designers in Blizzard have all just gone, yes!
I assumed when I read roll 3d6 that you rolled them all simultaneously and got to then assign a die to each of the three categories.
I like to live by the number.
We're going to go one at a time because choice is bad. Okay. All choice in RPGs is bad.
I'll roll my descriptor. I'm incompetent.
Yes! My kind of character.
But my bear is unhinged. No, that was a joke. My bear is incompetent. And my bear type is... Come on, Daddy needs a new set of polar bear shoes. No! Oh, a sun bear? What's a sun bear? That sounds like the exact opposite of me.
Really bright and hot.
Yeah. Presumably loves sunshine.
I mean, here's the thing, is if Grant wanted you to, you know, get it right, he'd have an extensive codified list of what makes a sun bear. So presumably you could be, you know, a literal embodiment of, like, the sun as a bear, and I wouldn't necessarily argue with you.
Yeah, all you have to do is sense honey. That's all it says.
Am I like Winnie the Pooh? Is Winnie the Pooh a sun bear, do you think?
Oh, he might be.
I don't want it to be.
Right, and I should roll for my roll as well. 3, the driver.
You're an incompetent sun driver.
This is good.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That is a bad recipe for a solar system.
What hat are you wearing? What hat are you wearing?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hat.
I nearly forgot.
Trilby.
Oh, whoa. Classic.
Right. Oh, thank you very much for my hat.
You ready?
Oh, I'm so ready for this. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun,
descriptor. Dun, 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 dun. I am unhinged. Yes. My bear type is. I'm a black bear. I can climb unhingedly.
That's the best kind of climbing, apparently.
My role is. Muscle!
Yes! This is going to be a really
Everyone's
stable
playing to
and
type.
Reliable character.
Everyone is playing to type. How is this happening?
And my hat.
Yes!
Ooh!
Rolled twice.
Double hat.
Okay, so I also have a cowboy hat.
Uh-huh.
And a crown!
Okay, this is really important. I need to know. Do you have a cowboy hat that has a crown on top of it? Are you wearing the crown hidden underneath the cowboy hat? Are you maybe wearing them on your hands? You have two hats and I need to know how they're being used.
I
have a follow-up question, sorry.
Oh.
Is this crown a real crown or is it a Burger King crown that you have found in a bin?
Well, or purchased responsibly.
Found in a bin. We're bears. They aren't going to give us goods and services.
I'm also unhinged, so I may think it's a real crown.
Okay, I like that too. How are you wearing them? I need to know. This is important.
Okay, it's cowboy hat and then like crown round the little rim thing.
Nice.
Because that seems like the most stackable way.
Okay, great.
King cowboy.
So, you all have two stats and each stat starts with 3 points. You will want to track these yourself. I am not tracking them for you. So, your stats are bear and criminal. Do you need me to slow down?
I think I've got it.
Your bear stat is good for bear things. Mauling, running, climbing, eating honey. Criminals are for anything that isn't being a bear. I like a complete watertight system. I like the way it holds together. No ambiguities here. The way that you do a thing is if it's a roll, you roll AD6. If it's equal to or under the relevant stat, then you succeed. If it is higher, you fail. And if you are using your special skill, you roll 2d6 and pick the lowest. Now, the thing that I actually quite like about this game quite a lot is the sort of changing states thing, which is if your plan fails in any way, like properly, you know, falls apart, you get a bit more bear. So you end up with +1 to bear and you move 1 point out of criminal. So you get more bear, less criminal. Then if the plan goes off really, really well, you get a bit more criminal and less bear. You can at any point change 1 point from bear to criminal if you give me a bloody brilliant flashback scene of you all around a table adding a stage to your heist. You know the sort of Ocean's 11 thing where But wait, here's the thing that was already planned but we couldn't tell you at the start because that makes for bad story. In terms of succeeding, obviously you can achieve your heist, but if your criminal stat ever reaches 6, you just enter a life of crime, betray the party and run off. If your bear stat ever reaches 6, then you flip out bear style and then basically become a bear and are, you know, tranked by animal control and let's hope taken away for, you know, ethical release into the wild, but... It's a big scary world out there for a bear.
Also, it's Christmas, so we absolutely are taken away nicely.
Yes, yes, sure.
Yeah, we're really festively shot in the head. By animal control. Jingle, jingle. So that's how that happens. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ben may have spotted the tonal jarring I'm hoping to be running for you in a game that doesn't call for it. Right.
Oh, wait. Is your crown one of those cracker paper hats?
Yes!
Yes, it is. Correct.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. So I am now, because it's another one that requires zero prep, the best kind, I am going to be rolling to see what actually is happening.
So how many spreadsheets have you prepared for this game, Alex?
I've prepared none.
Oh my god.
I've memorised.
How can we respect your craft if you've applied no craft?
A Christmas miracle.
Okay. So, are you ready to find out what you're heisting?
Yep.
Yes.
HoneyCon 2018 is being held in a creepy wilderness retreat.
Oh, fantastic.
Ho, ho, ho.
And your goal is to steal a briefcase of pure Manuka extract worth $5 million.
Oh my gosh. Can't we just go to Whole Foods?
Does cost about $5 million. Though, so.
I mean, I like the idea that I have to explain to you the concept of theft. Like, it cheers me that that's something that I'm going to have to deal with.
I thought we were playing this good game, Honey Purchase.
I am going to start you all in your van, which you have, despite the fact that you are bears. I'm going to presume that you found a van out in the woods that had been abandoned. But, you know, it's the closest thing you've got. So you are out in the woods, having your final prep before heading in to the wilderness retreat. So the wilderness retreat, it is St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and Strange.
Why is HoneyCon being held there?
Well, the rates were really competitive. Like, really, really competitive. So, as it stands, you are in the woods, as I said. You've been camped there for a while, as bears, obviously. Good scratching trees, and...
Do we camp or do we just live in the woods?
I mean,
do bears camp?
Do bears live in the woods?
I've actually been bivouacking in the woods.
I mean, you tell me. I've just told you that you've set up shop in an abandoned van in the woods.
We're selling things now. Out the
back
of the van?
You tell me.
Okay. Is it an ice cream van? It's an abandoned ice cream van. That is
canon.
That is the van that
right.
we found.
So you're in an abandoned ice cream van from the ill-fated attempt to introduce eye cream?
So we started. So we were originally trying to sell ice cream to other bears, but when that failed, we turned to a life of crime.
Presumably,
yeah.
And also, it's winter, and ice cream businesses famously don't do well in winter.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, the guests are starting to arrive for HoneyCon. It is an interesting mix of sort of farmers and agricultural types and big suited businessmen and businesswomen with sharp Armanis and limousines.
So just to clarify, these individuals are humans, not bears.
They are very much humans.
So us being bears may stick out somewhat.
I mean, it could pose potential issues,
okay.
But who am I to say?
Very, very, just clarify.
We just need a large trench coat. You know that's how this works.
And be an incredibly tall, like 20-foot tall person.
Well, I'll tell you what it isn't. It isn't three bears in a coat.
Definitely not.
Well, sun bears are really small.
Oh, okay. I mean, a panda is. Actually, pandas are pretty small. What are you?
I'm a black bear, which is very
quite,
big.
Yeah,
pandas
they're quite
are not
big.
Small.
No, but they're smallish.
Only,
I've seen pandas.
Only baby pandas.
No, but they're like... They're not as big
they're,
as, like, black and grizzly
no,
bears.
No.
For the audience, Ben's hands are slowly creeping from,
well,
like,
only, you know,
a
going,
foot of
no,
wide
no,
to, like,
4 foot.
Eight.
They're, like, four foot long, I guess. They don't
Five,
really stand up.
Maybe, yeah.
They're a short human.
Rusty Core Gaming. Cool. Comedy. Fun. Laughs. Adventure.
Actually,
bear
yes.
comparison.
No, Rusty Core Gaming, thinking about numbers very carefully. It's basically on brand for us, right?
Ben yeah. going off on one about mechanics based.
Right, so I've got some things about
yes,
Pathfinder, okay? Like, I just really want to. Look, shut up, everyone. I'm talking for the next 20 minutes.
So, I am handing over to you with one thing that you do need to know. You can all understand each other perfectly, although I expect excellent bear voices.
I planned a bear voice. I have a bear voice.
Bears might be able to imitate the odd human word, but you cannot properly speak human. This is important. So I hand over to you. How are you going to go about this? Honeycon is... The VIPs are arriving, and the lights are on. They have those big tracking search lights across the watchtowers into the sky. It's quite the shindig.
I say we just drive up and grab it.
Oh, no, Bryn.
Oh, no.
Brynethy.
Hey, you're thinking about some kind of smash and grab, eh?
Yeah, I thought we'd just drive up, grab it, drive off.
Oh, no.
You made me a sun bear. You should have heard the polar bear voice I had planned, but no.
What do you think?
I say, looking at the black bear.
Do we have names?
I can't stop. Do we have names?
I've called my bear Boris.
Okay, my bear is called Toddles. Toddles the panda.
Boris Toddles and...
I don't know, I haven't thought of a name.
Brimbo.
No.
You better come up with something because it's sticking in my head very quickly.
Figgis.
Can't call it Figgis.
I can call it Brim. To annoy Alex.
Just
a dark pact.
Call me Winnie.
Aww.
Brinny.
No.
So we've got
I thought it, obviously, but I didn't say it for a reason.
So we've got Boris, Toddles, and Winnie. You may now continue. Now I have some names.
What does a bear sound like? Big, deep voice. Boris.
Are you a Russian bear?
No. No, I'm not. I can't do accents. You don't want to hear me do an accent. Right.
We do.
But you would be invincible.
We do.
Maybe when it's not recording.
I think that's very wise.
Right. Boris the Black Bear says, do I get to punch something?
Yeah, sure, let's get punching in there. So we do a smash and grab. I'll convince people that we're just doing some sort of van inspection on the con.
I mean, I think they're just going to run away from us. We're bears.
Well, then we need to get some disguises.
Why don't we try and sell them ice cream? And then we punch him.
Yes, and we've all got little hats, so that's a good human disguise. Maybe I'll get some kind of tie and just a collar.
drive in, smash, drive out.
So to clarify, you intend to take your car,
van,
and drive in, sell some ice cream
yep.
to get you in, and then smash and grab.
Yeah.
Just so I know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah.
In which case, then, your van is in very bad condition. I think you might need to fix it up a bit before you really think you can pass it off. You know, maybe build a wheel using acorns, I don't know. But it does need a bit of work, so how do you want to go about doing that? It does need fixing up.
I don't know, Boris, you're the driver. How are you going to fix it up?
No, I'm the muscle.
Wait, yes, Winnie, you're the driver. How are you going to fix it up?
I was just going to ride it in like it is. Is that a problem?
Have you tried turning on the engine?
Nope.
Do you want to try turning on the engine?
All right, let's give it a go.
Oh no, it looks like it hasn't worked.
That's not true. There's a very distinct sound of... And then, like, a moth comes out of the exhaust.
Oh no, it looks like it hasn't worked.
Why don't I push it?
Ooh. Yeah, we could both push it. You're in the driver's seat, just telling people you're a driver and everything, and people are just going to believe.
Once I build some speed, it'll be fine.
Exactly.
You have to jump in.
Well, it's really fortunate that we're at the top of this hill and Honeycon is at the bottom of that hill.
Yes, it is.
I agree.
Okay, then.
I'll have to keep it moving while you guys smash and grab, though.
Well, Boris, given that I'm a panda, I'm really glad you're a big black bear who's muscly, who can help us actually do this.
So,
glad I get to use my big bear muscles.
Can I have... By the way, it's up to you lot to tell me when you're using your special bear abilities, all right? I'm not keeping track of that. So can I get a check from...
Sorry, Jay, just to clarify, my special ability is eat anything that looks like bamboo.
Yeah, it's
just
fantastic.
Just so people know what I have access to.
So, can
be
I...
so many things. It just needs to be long and thin.
Can I get a check from everyone? Because you're all working together in a fairly big, ambitious start here.
Okay. Is this bear or criminal?
So,
criminal.
For the people pushing... No, for the people pushing, it's bear.
Yeah.
For the people driving, it is criminal.
All right.
So we're trying to roll low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I succeed.
So do I.
I fail.
Yay!
Good pushing.
I'm incompetent.
Good pushing, bad driving.
You both push successfully. You, however, Drive badly. I'm not going to be doing every single roll generates a criminal bad stat because it's based on whether it succeeds or not, not just each individual roll. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you start pushing. Tell you what. Woomph! Starts going. You don't need tyres.
Oh, no, that's too fast!
Tyres are just going to slow you down. Faster and faster.
Oh, we've got to get in the van!
Then there's the awkward moment where you're running, and the van's going, and then your hands aren't on the van anymore, and it's still going faster. I'm going to allow you, since you both succeeded, to, you know, hop onto the van at the back. However, you start careening down towards the honeycon. Oh, I can't ask for any perception checks. I just tell you what's there. It's a weird, brave new world.
Imagine that.
I don't like it.
Imagine not having to just get really stuck in minutiae all the time.
Wouldn't that be good?
So the first thing that you notice is the enormous defences that you fail to notice surrounding Honeycon. The large walls, the multiple armed guards carrying submachine guns upon the walls.
That's not fair. We didn't get to do a perception check to see if we saw it.
Ugh. And you start careening downwards, and you are, you know, picking up speed. No one seems to have noticed you yet, as limos are still, you know, pulling in. But you very much have a last-minute opportunity to not plow into limos and just cause a pileup before you even get into the doors.
What? Why would I avoid that? I've already failed a driving check. My descriptor is literally incompetent.
You please me, Bryn. You will be rewarded. Not now, but soon.
Tomorrow, December the 25th, when he receives his Xmas presents, of course, obviously.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to generate you a whole subcategory of loot and levelling rules that will apply just for you. So, the ice cream van ploughs into the back of a limo, which ploughs into the limo in front of that one, which ploughs into the limo in front of that one. And that one crunches into the large gates of Honeycon, which were admittedly partially open.
That's exactly what I was trying to do!
There is a resounding crunch. There are screams already. There are cries from the armed guards who are talking into their walkie-talkies. And your vehicle stops. By stops, I mean smears itself across another vehicle.
So to clarify then, how intact is this? Like, how much of an ice cream truck is this still?
What you now have is a loosely shaped metal cube with a perfectly formed giant fake metal ice cream still affixed atop it without any problems, swinging back and forth on its spring, but you have nothing left of a vehicle.
Okay, that's good to know.
No one can currently see bears, they can just see what's left of a vehicle, but with a big cheerful springy ice cream on the top.
Use the ice cream to our advantage.
Armed guards begin calling down, and you see movement towards the gates as people are clearly running out to see what has happened.
Oh, wait, I think I've got this. My history as a childhood entertainer is going to really help us here.
I am going to rifle around in the back, pick up one of those, you know, those paper Prince Harry masks that I've got hanging around from the royal wedding. Pop it over my muzzle, readjust my cowboy hat, and then rent, you know, like the... I'm assuming the ice cream truck has, like, that little shutter for
the
window.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Yeah, I just rip that off, because it won't move anymore, because it's too bent. Lean out of the window at the armed guards and go, "Get in, was it? I agree!" I can't speak human.
While you're distracting the guards, I'm going to use my ability to climb, over the cars and over the wall.
Okay. And can I get an action from you, Winnie?
I, having destroyed my first vehicle, I'm a driver. I need another vehicle or I'm no good to this team at all. So I'm going to try and climb into one of the limos.
Okay. Let's do this in reverse order. So, Winnie, you definitely see an opportunity because all the limo drivers, because they all plow into one another, are immediately having arguments with each other. All of the VIPs who are inside have already been bustled into Honeycon with briefcase handcuffed to their hands and, you know, get in. So they're all, the VIPs are already inside, you see. A couple of the sort of agricultural workers, well, a couple of them on a tractor, why not? It's my world and I can have the odd trope if I want. Just like, ooh. They go in.
Do they take their ear of corn out of their mouth, readjust their dungarees, and then stride in?
Yeah, I'm just going to rip the door off one of the limos and climb into the driver's seat.
So, I'm going to need you to give me a criminal check.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I forgot first? You do all have to take the penalty for your last attempt to get in failing, the car crash. So all of you become one more bear and one less criminal.
I failed my criminal role.
Oh, you failed your criminal role.
Yeah, okay, you're not, yeah.
So.
Because my criminal stat changed.
Yep. Good. So I'm going to be dealing with all these roles at the same time so
that
I can have maximum
chaos.
So I failed
to steal a limo.
So you failed to steal a limo. Okay. So, Boris, can you give me a bear check to climb into Honeycon?
Yes.
And sort of do the bear stealth thing.
If I'm using my special skill, then...
Yes, you can get two.
I get two. Yeah.
And pick the lowest of the two.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's a one.
And a...
six.
You did well to climb.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And last but not least, Toddles. Can I please get you... I'm going to say that again. Toddles.
Yes?
Could you please do me the honour of giving me a criminal check, please, Toddles?
It would be my festive pleasure.
Thank you, Toddles.
Oh, the energy of this room got really weird.
That sweat isn't from the heat.
Seduce the bear, Alex. Seduce the panda bear in a cowboy hat.
Is that bamboo in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me?
It's
bamboo.
It's bamboo, but I just really like bamboo. Cool. I'm going to imagine this is a criminal check.
It is a criminal check.
Unfortunately. I also failed because of the readjustment in stats.
So let's
surprisingly
work, so let's work through this. So Boris, I'm going to have to say, wrenches the back of the van open because the doors were completely knackered and begins that sort of that loping bear run. But bears can be really quiet. Like, really, really quiet. So you do that sort of...
Well, also
loping.
Everyone's distracted by the two bears trying to do other things.
And there's so much other stuff going on. Winnie, you do the sneaky thing. You get up to the door, you wrap your claws around it.
Crunch!
Tear a door off, throw it off around into the trees. Everyone immediately goes,
A bear!
At the same time, the armed guards who had come up to check on the ice cream van... They all look at each other going... it's Prince Harry!
Wait, hang on a minute. Did I succeed or fail? Because they're now convinced it's Prince Harry?
They go, it's Prince Harry! We've been rumbled!
Ooh.
The plot thickens like honey.
And they begin to open fire on the ice cream van.
God, I'm really glad I don't have a health tracker and I'm therefore immune to bullets. Bullets are only an obstacle. I can't be killed.
I mean, you're a bear, right?
Bears are bulletproof, famously, obviously. Everyone knows that.
So, all of this chaos starts happening and Boris is like, I realise I don't really need to do the sneaky thing here. So he just kind of lollipop, climb over the wall. All of the armed guards are trying to shoot Prince Harry and all of the VIPs are all far too concerned with the bear eating one of the limos, apparently, and you just climb in, no problem.
Fantastic.
I might have to stick with the two who are in. I'd say life-threatening, but as we've established, you're all immune to bullets.
Unless bullets start shooting my criminality off, because that could actually kill me, like, mechanically.
So, I'm going to give you both a chance to deal with your situation. Armed guards are now running to Winnie, but you are currently surrounded by a lot of people in suits. Meanwhile, we have Toddles, who is in a crumpled van, so that, you know, you have the nice action movie cover thing going on, where people are shooting the ice cream van now. Any chances to get who would be going first? Any preferences from people?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm going to roll out the back of the ice cream truck.
This is objectively the best choice.
I'm pick up the ice cream truck.
This is not what I would want.
And I'm going to squash all of the guards while telling people about my royal prerogative.
Yes.
This isn't a heist. This is just an open attack. It's a declaration of war by the Bear Kingdom.
They don't have to be sneaky, right? All of those films with like Steven Seagal and John Travolta and stuff is.
Oh, I didn't know they can as film.
Isn't that
thing
true
about the Metro line, like Train and Precinct 13 and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, like heist movies, but there's loads of guns.
Okay,
they just shoot each other for like an hour.
I thought you were talking about films with Steven Seagal and John Travolta and bears.
So did I. I was sitting there going,
look,
yes,
honestly,
that's a very big genre.
Could be the Expendables. I've never seen any of them, but it could be the Expendables.
I mean, I've seen the marketing materials. It was just those two surrounded by a lot of hairless bears.
Jason Statham and The Rock.
So, oh, no, I did recognise them, that's true. So, can you give me a bear check to pick up a van and crush a bunch of armed guards?
I succeed in being a bear.
Fantastic.
Meanwhile, Winnie.
I crush the guards with a dice crit.
So I've climbed into this limo, and I chose one that was too badly damaged in the wreck. So this limo isn't going anywhere. I feel like I've really failed as a driver.
I'm going to give you one bit of flavour here. Is you've done the Austin Powers where there's a limo that's jackknifed behind and in front. So whilst the limo can technically drive, it's both ways, just back and forth, about an inch.
I wear a trilby, so I assume I'm competent with Tommy guns.
That holds up.
Yeah, so I'm going to grab a Tommy gun out of the glove compartment in this limo and start firing at all the people coming to take me away.
You are very lucky that it is a stretch glove compartment. Can you do me a favour and can you give me a criminal check?
It's so bad.
Big enough to fit in a stretch limo's glove compartment.
I fail.
So, I will deal first with the crushing. I'm presuming that once you are crushing, you are trying to get in.
I'm trying to slip away unseen.
Okay. So, they're shooting the ice cream van, shooting the ice cream van. They take a moment to reload.
That's it. I whip off my Prince Harry mask, throw it to the ground, and disappear.
Okay.
I'm looking for Prince Harry.
It's true.
Not a panda bear.
It's true. So, you pick up the van.
You do the Mission Impossible thing where you sort of peel it off your neck.
Yeah.
And then but you only actually catch the mask as you get over your muscle. But you pretend it's like a really convincing Mission Impossible style.
I want the pink.
So yes, you pick up the ice cream
You'll
van.
You'll never take me alive.
You pick up the ice cream van whilst they're still reloading, and just crunch all of them. From the distance, you take off the mask, and you hear in the very distance the armed guards going, "Oh, he crushed them! There he is! No, wait, that's not Prince Harry, that's just a bear! Where did Prince Harry go?"
I will be wearing home again.
I'm having so much fun with your bear talking human.
See, that's mangled approximation of human speech.
Meanwhile, your Tommy gun situation. You reach in, you get it, you got the Tommy gun. Brilliant. You don't account for recoil. You pull it, however, they haven't done proper Tommy gun maintenance. It begins shooting, flies out of your hand, and continues pinballing around the limo, shooting randomly in all directions.
It's okay, Brim, we've established we're immune to bullets.
Thankfully, as a bear, you are apparently canonically immune to bullets. But you have indeed failed at being a criminal. So
my bear is going up to 5, guys.
Your bear is going up to 5 at this stage.
My criminal's going down to 1. Oh,
did I succeed?
You did succeed in crushing people, which makes you a better criminal, because all good criminals crush people, apparently.
If they want to crush people. I mean, that is a crime. Straight up a crime.
And Brim, you get
that. Also, impersonating a member of the royal family is technically a crime.
Yeah,
you get
treason and murder. Treasonous murder.
And on
the most criminal things.
I may have committed some light treason.
And on that, I'll take a break and be back in a couple of minutes.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back. So, okay, Toddles has disappeared off into the wilderness. Winnie is losing a fight with the Tommy gun. And we have Boris, who has actually made it inside. So let's shake things up. Boris.
Yes.
You are inside St. Engelbert's Wilderness Retreat for the Esoteric and Strange.
Doing so well.
So the first thing that you see is that it's clearly a once-abandoned wilderness retreat. The cabins are in disrepair, the roofing is sort of caved in some, and it's all looking a bit spooky. It is night, obviously it's night. And there is a large pyre in the middle which is burning bright and it's illuminating the centre space.
Is the snow covering the ground?
The snow is falling. It has begun to stick, but there is not deep snow.
So we've got that kind of weird snow silence where all the sound is deadened.
Exactly, exactly. As you're looking around, you see that there's very clearly a divide where half of the people on one side of the bonfire are very much sort of agricultural and, like I said, apparently every single one's wearing dungarees and a straw hat because that's what that means, apparently. And on the other side, it's all, again, the VIPs and so on. It has a certain sketchy vibe going on. Turns out Honeycon might not necessarily be as above board as everyone's been playing it out to be.
Be as above board.
Nice.
Honey,
nice.
Bees. Yeah.
But
anyone? No? Okay.
If you'd have done it in a yogi voice, maybe, but you get nothing from me. So, on the far side of the bonfire, you see the only building that is not in disrepair, by which I mean it was and has clearly been fixed up. It is a large, sort of mansion-looking building in the sort of... I want to say, like... Yeah, you know the sort of, like, large, sort of sprawling Texan house kind of vibe? So it's maybe got some columns on the front and so on. Clearly it was whoever owned this wilderness retreat set themselves up quite nicely, and it has, you know, like a veranda and things like that.
So like a McMansion type thing?
Yeah, sort of, but older, so it's not one of the new build types. Okay. And it's been fixed up, so there's new planking and so on. And there's lights on in there and so on, and everyone keeps sort of looking towards that building. But all of the outer buildings seem comparatively abandoned. However, you do notice the armed guards mostly seem now to be occupied with the bear and the Tommy gun, while the remaining armed guards that haven't been crushed by Prince Harry.
Using that royal super strength.
But you do notice that there appears to be some tripods with CCTV have been set up around the perimeter as well. It's almost like Alex has decided that rather than rolling for merely two security features, you're going to face all of them.
Okay.
So yeah, there are some.
We've done so well.
Yep.
At the first.
So there are some security cameras around the outside that might show you up, but you get the impression that all of the good stuff's happening at the far end in the posh house.
Okay. Well, it's dark.
Very dark.
Yes. And I'm a black bear.
You are a black bear.
Gonna sneak to the big house.
How do you plan to get past the CCTV?
I'll blend in. I don't care about the CCTV.
But what I mean though is that are you just going straight past? Are you timing it between their swivels? Are you doing the sort of crunk? No, no, no. Do 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 do.
Like, and every time a CCTV camera's pointing directly at Boris, he just closes his eyes and blends completely into the blackness around him.
How do you want to sneak past them?
One paw over the nose.
Okay, how high up are the CCTV cameras?
Oh, so they're all on quite low tripods, so they're set up so that they can see between the buildings.
And how big is a black bear?
Significantly taller than a tripod.
I would like to smash each CCTV camera as I go.
Good. Good. Now, because this involves both smashing and dealing with CCTV, I'm going to do something a bit off-piece. Would you like for it to be criminal or bear? Because I think that you could get away with either. It's more about the style. Do you want a bang kind of horror movie style, you know, where the last thing they see is just some claws and then the camera goes out one at a time from the security booth? Or do you want it to, like, just sort of blink off one at a time?
Well, in bear it says used to maul stuff. So I feel like I'm mauling the CCTV,
okay,
so I'm going to use bear.
So give me a bear check.
Okay. I succeed very well.
You succeed. So I'm going to do this by, rather than describing Boris, I'm going to describe the poor security guard who's set up in the temporary security post. He's in the main building. He's there. All of the cables that you can see are winding their way in towards that main building, and he's sat there. You know, he's reading his book. He looks down to the picture of his family down next to the security monitors. He's one day from retirement, you know. And he's reading.
Gods.
And he doesn't notice the first camera. As a claw just... camera one's down. He doesn't notice. A pair of teeth. Camera two goes down. And then he just chuckles to himself as three, four, five, six, seven, and all the way up to eight just slowly blink off one by one till he's sat in front of pure static and he has no idea.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
So
a bad security guard.
It's
literally
his job.
He's relying on the armed guards that you crush. Well, sorry, Prince Harry crushed. Which brings me on to Toddles.
Hello.
You're currently in the wilderness, surrounding the wilderness retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Plan. What are you doing?
I have found the drainage for St. Engelbert's esoteric wilderness retreat.
Which had surprisingly spectacular plumbing.
Yeah. Ah. So I'm just going to rip off the grate to that pipe and crawl through going...
Okay, so could you give me a bear check for that one? You are tearing things off.
Oh, that's a real bad fail.
A real bad fail.
It's a six, I rolled.
Oh. So you know.
Sorry, it's a real bad fail.
That's awful. So
yes, I know.
So you reach out to tear the grate off with your bare hands, and as you do so, so as you do so, the moment just catches you, and it becomes less about getting the grate off than just going at it and just scratching it. You do manage to sort of really mangle it up, but not in a way that you can get past. But you do then hear distantly the. Was that? That sounds like Prince Harry! He's over here! He's over here! And you hear the sound of approaching guards, because that's definitely what Prince Harry sounds like.
Oh, dang it. Am I going to have to get more bear?
You are going to have to get more bear.
More bear now.
So, you are a critical bear, Winnie. And you are wrestling with a Tommy gun.
Whilst I have the right to bear arms, I clearly don't have the ability.
Yeah!
So I'm going to abandon the Tommy gun. I'm going to tumble backwards. So my two teammates in this heist are large, powerful, scary bears.
Incorrect.
I'm a tiny sun bear.
Yep.
I'm going to tumble adorably out of this limo again, sit dejectedly on the floor, and hold up my hand with a boo-boo on it.
Ah.
And try and trick the two humans into finding me cute.
That's really
by being a cute little sun bear.
I'm going to allow that to be bear rather than criminal. I mean, it's very sneaky, but you are really leaning into what makes you you.
Yeah, I'm a sun bear.
Exactly.
You know, sun bears are cute.
Does one of the guards just rather go, hey, boo-boo?
Give us a roll.
I succeed.
You succeed. You succeed in basically being a bit more bear-y. So all of the VIPs are running up. They're like, there's still the sound of the Tommy gun unloading in the limo behind you.
I hold up my paw with a bullet wound on it.
And everyone crowds around just going, oh, are you boy, are you boy? With the Tommy gun finally exhausting its clip in the now destroyed limousine, the odd ricochet finally disappearing off into the distance. And yeah, all of the VIPs are just like, oh. So you have managed to avoid them wanting to get you, but you are just surrounded by VIPs.
Yeah.
So, I have two successes and a fail. Bryn, could you track your stats, please?
So you have succeeded,
but I'm not going to allow you to have... They have just let you wander in.
Yeah.
Ah, so I'm now back at 3-3.
You're back at 3-3. Bryn, you are at...
4-2.
And...
I am 4-bear, 2-criminal.
4-bear, 2-criminal. So, jumping back...
Fast and Furious.
2-criminal, 4-bear.
So back to Boris, you have managed to sort of skirt the main arrangements to the side of the big mansion house.
Yes.
What's your plans?
Well, do we know anything about where the honey is? Like, did we...
Nope.
Guess who can sense honey, you guys?
Yeah, but I mean, you're not here.
You've got the honey-sensing bear. That's their thing. I mean, that's why you brought them along.
It's unbelievable.
I was gonna... Oh, Ben!
That was barely a joke. Oh.
I gave you pause, didn't I? I will be accepting a clause.
Oh, very nice.
No.
Aww. Fine.
I wanted it to succeed.
So you have no idea where the honey is?
Nope. I have no idea where either of my other two are, so I'm going to see and try and do this myself. I'm going to climb up onto the roof and then punch my way through.
That works. Could you give me a climb check, please, with your advantage?
Yes.
Because it's climbing and you're a black bear.
Yes, I am. So good at... Oh.
So 4 and a 6.
Oh, no, I fail at climbing.
Why? What's your best at?
Well, 3. I was 3. It got turned back down
Oh,
3.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed.
Oh, right. So, you start climbing up. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Climbing up. You make it all the way up to the roof. But then you find they're not quite as foolish as you thought they might be.
Oh, no.
You make it up onto the greased roof.
Oh, no!
And you slip off and crunch down. at the side of the mansion, not in front of everyone, but... Hurts a bit.
It does.
I go so far as to say you get a bit more bear, which ironically will make you better at climbing again.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, let's go with Winnie. You're currently surrounded by VIPs who definitely have decided that Prince Harry has done a Prince Harry and crashed another ice cream truck, okay? And clearly the Tommy gun just went off and hurt this adorable bear.
Little do they know the sun bear isn't native to this era.
I'm going to pick the richest looking person and I'm going to climb onto them and cuddle them so that they take me inside the compound.
You're not playing Hamid, okay?
Give me
but he is Bryn.
Give me another bear check.
I succeed.
Yep. Yeah. So you see a very, very fabulously suited individual. He's very elderly. He has an enormous cane, which is shiny and glittery. And he's there, and he's sort of furred up, etc. And he's just there. And then you hop into his arms, and he's like, "Oh, I love him. Oh, you're staying with me." And then he just starts to waddle in towards Honeycon, and all of the other VIPs are kind of jealous, and he's just like, "Oh, I'm going to call you Gerald. We're going to go on adventures, Gerald, you and I. We'll get that fixed up, and I'm going to show you the world, Gerald."
You should go with Gerald.
He's going to take you away from this life of crime, you know.
He's more of a sugar daddy than a honey daddy.
Meanwhile, we have Toddles. The guards are rapidly closing on your position and you have failed to tear the grate off. What are you doing?
So, as a panda, I'm very used to sitting in bushes.
Go on. Very still.
So I am going to be ambushing these guards as they come to check the sewer pipe for Prince Harry. By hiding in a bush, which we're in the woods, so there's probably a bush round here. I'd expect a bush.
There's more than one.
Oh, good. Well, I'll pick my favourite looking bush. And then as the guards run up to look for Prince Harry, I'm going to attack them.
Go for it. Give me a bear check.
Also, being a panda, I know kung fu. That's well established in that documentary that DreamWorks made.
Yeah, of course.
Good, okay. That was really bad. I rolled another six.
Oh, dear.
Oh! Right.
You only think you know kung fu.
I watched Kung Fu Panda once and went, "We can all do that." Well, I mean, we are already bulletproof, so that makes sense.
Or did you just watch Kung Fu Panda and go, "That must be me"? I mean, I've never seen another panda in this part of the world. It must be me. Okay, so the guards, they home in and they go, they see all of the deep claw marks in the metal grating and they see all of the fur smeared across
it. Maybe this wasn't Prince Harry after all.
And they're like,
maybe it was.
This was definitely Prince Harry. Prince Harry was definitely here.
But Prince Harry is a werewolf. I don't know if people remember, but he is definitely a werewolf.
The great royal secret. I won't go deeper. I'm just going to sort of leave it hanging. The guards, they start to fan out, but they know that Harry's around and they know that Harry is a killing machine. Okay, so they stay in constant radio contact and constant eyesight, and they're like, right, okay, we all know that Harry is a stealthy apex predator.
He is.
If he's a stealthy apex predator, he's going to look for the drop on us. One of them's panicking, he's looking up at the trees. He's not there. But then the veteran, he sees a bush.
Russell.
Brings the other ones over.
Russell.
They all take sight. And then they all shoot. They shoot randomly at the bush, going, original predator. You know, where they're all just shooting into the trees, and it all gets away from them. They're just shooting in all directions, terrified because Prince Harry's out there, and he knows. And Prince Harry knows your deepest fears, and he will find you, and he will kill you. He knows no fear. He knows no danger. He knows only privilege and death.
But people do realise that the royal family.
Sentence.
What people don't realise is that royal family is actually a fiction for like this League of Assassins. Like being in line to the throne just means you've killed the people in front of you.
They're not related. It's a weird anti-royalist place that doesn't mean.
It just means the Queen's at the top. Charles has been trying for years, but she's just too good.
That makes sense.
I love that for you it's more kind of Vampire the Masquerade than anything else.
Oh, dang it. You're right, it is. God, I'm a hack.
So, I am going to jump back to Boris. Have you all done your stat keeping of your successes and fails?
Are they changing every time we do a roll?
Yeah, I've... I'm, I'm right. just, yeah.
I'm back to 3-3.
I wasn't going to do it like that, but honestly, I'm starting to have more fun watching you fail because I made you get better.
I think that kind of is the point, though.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Right? Like, the more I'm playing it out, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I think so. So, Boris, you're on your back. The elite have clearly noticed that something's going on, and you hear the sounds of people approaching. And you hear a boom of something turning on. You don't know what, but you hear the gentle hum of electricity.
If only we'd brought a hacker with us.
What? Oh my gosh, that actually is a hacker roll. Okay. Alright, well, roof's a no-go. Ooh, I'm going to dig my way in. Bears dig, right?
Sort of, yeah. They forage and have claws, so sure, I guess.
Give me a bear roll. You're not going to get advantage on it.
I think some bears burrow. Black bears definitely don't burrow, right?
They den, which is they find an existing hole and kind of customise. It's fine. I'll make it work.
I mean, we're in hats. I don't think we have to be particular.
It's going to be a moot point.
We're bulletproof. That's established fact. I think we can also... Yeah. They burrow great.
I can't dig, apparently.
They burrow terribly. They cannot burrow.
So you, Boris is like,
it's not your fault, it's just Boris, it's just biology.
So Boris is like, I'll dig my way in and starts trying. It's like, this isn't working. My claws are the wrong shape. I'm huge.
Betrayed by Darwin.
You're just mauling the ground.
And getting
really
more and more frustrated.
Oh,
so
I think
all of
moles, aren't I?
Yeah. So then all
it's an easy mistake to make. It's one we've all made.
So all of the elite bodyguards, they come round and you know, they've got their holstered pistols, which they're bringing out, and they all just see Boris just digging into the dirt, just, I'm so frustrated. So you do get more bear.
That's okay.
Meanwhile, oh, Gerald, we're going to have such fun. I bet you don't even know what this is for. We're bidding, you see, we're bidding on forbidden honey. Forbidden honey, oh yes, it's quite nice. Forbidden fruit.
I was just going to roll out of his arms and sneak off.
Oh, he's literally like walking you towards ninja. The bonfire, but he's like, he is clutching you like the child he always wished he had.
Seems like the quickest way to the goal is just to stay with this guy for a little while longer.
So he brings you into the bonfire and he's like, oh, yes, but the royals mustn't know. They do like their honey. The queen does like her honey.
That's where she gets her power.
Yes.
Royal jelly.
But little do they know that I've got an ace up my sleeve. Ooh, yes, I do. Yes. So he goes towards the bonfire and he sort of takes his place with the VIPs, cuddling you, and they're all like, oh, wow, this is Gerald, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I've just realised, Queen Elizabeth, right? Well, a nickname for Elizabeth is Bee. And they like, is the Queen actually just a big bee in disguise?
No, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's how that works. I mean, if I can convince them that a bear is Prince Harry, then
I mean, all you've managed to do is convince them that some enormous killing machine that has sort of Fergot, you may have jumped my mystery.
Oh,
here.
Really? I cracked the case, everyone.
So yeah, he's there and he goes, right, now, Gerald, I'm going to have to put you down, you see, because I need to put an ace up my sleeve, as it were. Yeah, it's quite. So don't go anywhere. And he just places you down by him, and then he starts talking to his bodyguards, and he's basically telling them, right. Yeah, so you head out. Yes. Yeah, you hear the distinct words explosions, and then pick up the pieces. The two words that you definitely make out.
That's five words.
Yeah, that is five words.
I'm gonna use this opportunity while he's putting me down to sneak off.
I mean, you don't speak human, so like. As far as you're...
I'm not in earshot.
Exactly. So why are you... Shut up, Ben.
Do I speak human? I mean, clearly, I do. I'm going to use the opportunity while he's distracted to sneak off.
Okay. Where are you sneaking to?
Into the shadows.
Into the shadows.
But I'd like to keep watching him, because he clearly got a plan, and I want to piggyback off his plan.
I'm going to require criminal on this one.
Okay.
Because you are...
That's what I was anticipating.
Yeah, you are sneaking away rather than sort of bearing away.
Yeah. Oh, no. I failed.
Oh, no.
Start sneaking away. Oh, no, you don't, Gerald. You're my friend, Gerald. And you're back in the arms. Back in the arms.
This makes me angry and I get a bit more bearing.
Oh.
Now, jumping to Toddles. Thankfully, you are quite immune to bullets.
Mm.
They only make you more angry. But... they all take a moment, and then there's the smell of cordite, and there's that, you know, that crackle as the metal finally hits its heat and then starts to cool as they're sort of reloading. Did we get him? Yeah, no, yeah. Nothing could have survived that. It's there! It's the royals! They're gonna get us all! One of them runs off in the trees going, the royals! The royals are here! And runs off in the trees, but there's still at least three of them left.
So I'm just, the camera holds on one of the guards like over the barrel with the, in the foreground, the barrel of their smoking gun. And then behind them, that they can't see, there's a glint. It's an eye. Of a panda bear.
Oh, no.
It's pandemonium time.
What are you doing?
It's time for pandemonium.
Oh, man.
It's time for pandemonium.
What are you doing?
I mean, I think I pretty heavily implied I was going to maul that man to death.
So you're doubling down on the the ninja assault. Okay.
I'm extremely bear right now.
Okay.
I am extremely bare right now.
It turns out that whilst one of the bullets clipped you, it was one of the ones that went wide because, yeah, I said there was more than one bush. They were unloading at the wrong bush, and all it did is make you more angry.
The royals are coming, he runs off. The veteran captain is like, nothing could have survived that.
While the camera stays on him, you hear a... He turns around. Clive? Clive, where'd you go, Clive? Clive? And then we cut to the royals, the royals, the royals. He's dropped his gun, it's slowing him down. The royals, the royals.
I love that we're in three very different movies.
Yeah, you are.
Ben's in Predator. I'm in like some sort of weird, you're in 101 Dalmatians. Yeah, you're like,
it's an 80s caper movie. Yeah. You're in an 80s caper movie.
And Boris is going full Mission Impossible. It's great. It's also completely wrong for your three types, which is gorgeous. Right, so yeah, and then he's running, he's tearing his clothes, and he's there, and he's... Everything goes still. But then he notices that the bird song has stopped. He turns around. There's nothing there. And then the claw crosses his chest from behind, and then we cut away. We cut away. And we end the episode there. Bleak and horrifying. Bleak and horrifying.
Merry Christmas!
Hey! See you next week.
Bye! Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at @TheRustyQuill, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
By hiding in a bush, which we're in the woods, so there's probably a bush round here. I'd expect a bush.
There's more than one.
Oh, good. Well, I'll pick my favourite looking bush.
Oh, come on. You could have got past that with no...
It's because Helen laughed.
It's because Helen's filthy.
I wasn't even thinking that.
Okay,
whatever. It's not my fault.
Your laugh sounded like you were thinking
that. Look, it's not my fault if I've got a filthy face.
It's too warm to be talking about Christmas. I'm finding this really jarring.
Shut up. We are recording this on the 24th of December.
The Lydia
ho, ho, ho. Lydia, I'm looking forward to my presents.
Lydia couldn't make it because of all the snow. The central London snow.
Slow snow.
How did we not see that blizzard coming?
Yeah.
You know, the great 2018 blizzards
of London. We've got our roaring log fireplace in the studio.
That must be why I'm so... warm.
Yeah, our stockings are hung up. We are all sleeping in sleeping bags, sort of nestled up to one another tonight because St. Nick will be coming down the chimney to give us our milk and cookies. That's how Christmas works, right? We get the milk and cookies.
No, we give milk and cookies to Santa.
What?
And then carrots to the reindeer.
I'm not paying him for that.
But he's bringing presents.
But he's rich. How do you think he gets all of those toys? Buys them from Argos.
No, slave labour mostly.
No!
Well, I don't want to give him milk and cookies.
I mean,
now
what he doesn't pay the elves, Helen.
Like, pays them in candy.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.